Lesson 2. How many weeks is my pregnancy? If you are pregnant but don't want to be, you may decide to have an abortion. One in every three women will have an abortion in their lifetime. The length of your pregnancy will help determine how to safely and effectively undergo an abortion with pills. Estimating the length of a pregnancy is simple, though often misunderstood. If you have a calendar on hand, you can use it for reference. First, think back to the last time you got your menstrual period. What day did the bleeding start? If you're using a calendar, circle that date. Then count the number of weeks and days from that day until today's date. This is how many weeks and days your pregnancy is. Let's use an example. Meet Sophia. Sophia's last menstrual period began on September 13th, and today's date is October 28th. How far along is her pregnancy? To find out, Sophia marks September 13th on her calendar and begins to count the number of weeks until October 28th. She counts from September 13th to September 20th as 1 week, from September 20th to September 27th as 2 weeks, from September 27th to October 4th as 3 weeks, and so on. She continues like this until she reaches October 25th, which she marks as 6 weeks. Since there are no more full weeks between October 25th and 28th, Sophia counts by days. October 26th counts as 1 day, October 27th counts as 2 days, and October 28th counts as 3 days. This means that Sophia is 6 weeks and 3 days pregnant. If you are not sure when your last menstrual period was, you can also go to a healthcare facility to get an ultrasound to estimate how many weeks pregnant you are. But an ultrasound is not mandatory before having an abortion with pills. Keep in mind that it is not always necessary to know the exact number of weeks or days pregnant that you are. As long as you are less than 13 weeks pregnant, you can safely and effectively have an abortion with pills as described in this video course. In our next video, we answer the question, how does an abortion with pills work?